John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. All right. Hey, last night we talked about from the Bible how wonderful Jesus is. And we talked about, look up here. We talked about how Jesus is wonderful because of the act that God did in sending Jesus to this earth. We talked about how wonderful Jesus is in the act, what he did when he died on the cross. Then we spent a little bit of time talking about the wonderful, not just act. Does anybody remember the wonderful? Here's a different word, the wonderful. Anybody remember? Yes, ma'am. The wonderful pact, the agreement. Jesus says that he offers us so we don't have to perish in hell if we just trust Jesus as the only way to heaven. That's what Jesus says. But then we just had a little bit of time, to talk about number three, God's wonderful act, God's wonderful pact, and God's wonderful, anybody remember? Yes, ma'am. Oh, we did talk about God's love, his wonderful act, his wonderful pact, and his wonderful what? Yes, sir. John? His gift. Okay. Remember, it was from the words that says eternal life. So it was true. So it was, Timothy? A wonderful fact. That's right. Now, I know we didn't get a lot of time to talk about the wonderful fact last night, so we're going to talk about it a little bit more this morning. And this time, we are in the same book, the book of John, because John, and when he writes in the Bible, it's so easy to understand, and it's so helpful. And so we're going to look at a few verses in John. Now, already Noah read for us the first verse. Well, let's go back and we'll read it again. John chapter number 10, notice what it says in verse number 27, all right? You look there if you have your Bibles, and you just listen with your ears, but read with your eyes, and I will read it out loud this morning. Verse number 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them, in the next verse, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. This morning, I want us to look at not just how wonderful, that's what we looked at last night. But today, this morning, we're going to look about how you can be safe forever in Jesus. We'll pray, and then we'll get right into it, all right? Dear Jesus, would you help us this morning? I pray that you'd help me. I pray that you'd help me as I talk about the Bible, but more importantly, I pray that the Bible would speak through me. And I ask that you would help us to listen with our eyes, our ears, and our hearts. And I ask that you would help every boy and girl in this shed this morning to understand what you want to show us from the Bible. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when a lot of people, when they learn about Jesus, and they learn about heaven, and then they learn about the awful real place, the fire called hell, a lot of people say, I never want to go to hell, so I will, remember last night, I will trust in just Jesus. But then something happens. After we trust Jesus, sometimes people think that, oh, man, I want to do what's right, but then I don't always do what's right. And because I don't always do what's right, maybe I'm not going to heaven anymore. There's a lot of people that think that. In fact, when I was a kid, I thought that. I thought that if I trusted Jesus as my only way to heaven, but then I messed up again and I sinned. And sin is anything we do that God says don't do. And sometimes sin is anything we don't do that God says do. It's simply when we disobey God, sometimes sin makes us think that, uh-oh, maybe I'm not going to heaven anymore. And the Bible never, ever, ever says that. Get this. The Bible says that if you trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, you are safe. Now, I meet a lot of kids. Listen up here. I meet a lot of kids that the homes that they live in, they don't really feel safe. Sometimes I meet kids and where they go to school, they don't feel safe. They don't feel secure. They don't feel like they would be okay if something bad happened around them. But you need to understand that Jesus loves you so much that Jesus is able to keep you safe for heaven forever. Notice what the Bible says, if you have your Bibles, in a few verses earlier in verse number 11. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Does anybody remember another part of the Bible where someone talks about Jesus being a good shepherd? Who else in the Bible wrote about Jesus being a good shepherd? All right. Yes, sir. That's right. David. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, I just want to ask you a hard question. But I said straight and tall, look at me. What do shepherds do for sheep? What do they do? All right, Nathan?
They tend to the flock and protect them.
They protect them. What would they protect them from, Joseph?
Danger.
Danger, that's right. They would protect them from danger. What else do shepherds do for sheep? That's Viviana. Tell me your name. It starts with an A, doesn't it? That's Aurora. Tell me her name one more time.
Alana.
Alana, what do shepherds do for sheep? That's right. What else do shepherds do for sheep, Bradley?
They feed them and lodge, like, and make a place for them to lodge.
That's right. What else do shepherds do for sheep? All right. Somebody that hasn't answered yet. Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see. That's Ben, and that is... Hey, Martin. Go ahead. They feed them. They take care of them. Anything else? We'll get two more, and then we'll go on. Toby? They guide them. They show them where they're going. Daniel?
They keep them from
all of those are good answers. And many of you have even other good answers. But you need to know that God is a good shepherd in giving us Jesus as our shepherd. And Jesus, the Bible says, he's just like a good shepherd, that he takes care of his sheep. Now, I want you to see what the Bible says. If you look down to verse number 15, the Bible says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Now, everybody look up here. Jesus, when we look at him being a good shepherd in the Bible, he doesn't just show us where to go by what he tells us. He doesn't just protect us from harm. He doesn't just guide us where we need to go. He doesn't just show us where we need to lodge, like Bradley said. But Jesus, he said, I laid my life down for the sheep. Now, we talked about that a little bit last night. You remember how wonderful Jesus is? That he died for you. Now, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. There are people. There are even some preachers. And there are even some churches that say Jesus didn't die for everybody. Now, you need to understand, that's not what God says. The Bible never says Jesus only died for some people. No, the verse we read last night says Jesus died for the world. He died for everybody in the world. And you need to know that the good shepherd loves you so much, he wants you to be safe from hell and safe in heaven. That's why a good shepherd did what Jesus did. He died for the sheep. But then Jesus says, when he died for the sheep, when the sheep trust him as their good shepherd, those sheep, they are safe because of what Jesus did, but also because of what Jesus does. Hey, did you know that when Jesus died, he didn't stay dead? Now, many of you may have heard that before. When do we celebrate Jesus coming back to life? Zechariah?
On Easter, the third day.
So 3 days after Jesus died, we celebrate his resurrection, Jesus coming back to life on Easter. That's when we celebrate it, or on Resurrection Sunday. But notice what the Bible says in verse number 18. This is really, really cool. This is one of the verses in the Bible that I read and I think, ooh, that is amazing. Look at what it says in verse number 18, if you have your Bible. It says this. This is Jesus talking. He says, no man taketh it from me. That means people may have killed Jesus on the cross, but really, Jesus let them put him on the cross. Let's put it this way. Did Jesus have enough power when he died on the cross? Could he have said, no? Could Jesus have done that?
Yes.
Yeah. Could Jesus have been on the cross and then have enough power to come off the cross? Could he have done that?
Yes.
He could have. Could Jesus have said, I'm not going to die because I'm Jesus? Could he have done that?
Yes.
Could he have called all his angels to come fight the soldiers and the people that were against him and put him on the cross? Could Jesus have done that?
Yes.
But he didn't, because he loves you. And because Jesus loves you, the Bible says that Jesus laid his life down on the cross. He died. But then in verse number 18, it doesn't just say that he died. But then in verse number 18, this is amazing. He says, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. That means that Jesus is so powerful. He is so strong. He is so wonderful and amazing that Jesus died on the cross. And then 3 days later, Jesus made himself come back to life. No. Think about this. Has anybody else ever made themselves come back to life? No. You know, Mr. Disney, the one that made Disneyland and Disney World, did you know he died a long time ago? And did you know that for years, ever since he died, people talk about Mr. Disney is frozen in ice somewhere. And one day, we're going to figure out how to make Mr. Disney come back to life again. Guess what? It will never, ever, ever happen. Why? Because the Bible says Jesus can make himself come back to life. But nobody else can do that. That means Jesus is more powerful than anybody. So I want you to think really, really, really hard. Is there anything more powerful than making yourself come back to life after you're dead? Nope, nothing is more powerful than that. Jesus is so wonderful that he died for you. That's what Jesus did. But now, because he's so powerful and came back to life, now he does something for you. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 28. All right, Jesus is talking about still being a good shepherd. He's talking about being such a good shepherd that he does something for his sheep. And if you trusted in Jesus, if you've ever done that, if you've ever understood you're a sinner, if you've ever understood that you have to one day pay for your sin in a real place called hell, because God doesn't let sin into heaven, but instead of you choosing to go to hell, instead of that, You choose to trust Jesus as your only way to heaven. Now the Bible says that the same Jesus who was powerful enough to do something for you on the cross by dying and 3 days later coming back to life, that same wonderful Jesus did not just do that in history, and we read about it in the Bible, but that same Jesus keeps you safe now if you trust in him for heaven because of what he does right now. Look at what the Bible says. It says in verse number 28, and I give unto them eternal life. All right, last night we talked about eternal life. How long is eternal life? It is?
Forever.
If you ever could lose eternal life, would it really be forever?
No.
All right, everybody sit up straight and tall. Everybody look up here. It would not be forever. So, Jesus does something pretty amazing. Notice what the Bible says. He doesn't just give us eternal life, but now he's going to keep us safe. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 28. He says, and they shall never perish. That means never, nope, nada, never, can't happen, no way, no way, no way, Jose. That's what it says. It says you shall never perish. Then it says the very last words of verse number 28, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Okay, listen, that is amazing. That's how safe you can be when you trust Jesus. Now, let's see, I need somebody strong. Oh, man. I need somebody really strong. Toby, why don't you come help me?
This
Toby. All right. Toby, come stand over here. You strong? Okay. All right. Let's see. I need somebody stronger. I need somebody real old. How about Mr. John? He looks strong.
Oh,
Mr. John, can you come up here? Doesn't he look strong?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he looks like he can do some pretty amazing push-ups. What do you think? Oh, he looks like he can do pretty amazing push-ups. Huh? Yeah, I think so. Toby, I have something in my pocket that I want to give you. This dollar is just for you. You can take it and you can use it any way you want to in the bear game. Okay? I think it'll buy a couple things in there. All right? But here's the deal. If you want to get this, you have to take it away from Mr. Devil. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this, and really, this is my dollar, and I want it to be safe. So I'm going to fold it, and then I'm going to give it to Mr. John. Mr. John, would you hold that in your hand? Close your hand. Only one hand. He has one hand. You scoot over so everybody can see. Mr. John, why don't you come over here? Toby, you may have that dollar. You may have that full dollar. All of it. But you first of all have to get it out of his hand. Now listen. Who do you think is stronger?
Mr. John.
Listen. Who do you think is stronger?
Mr. John.
Obviously. Do you think Toby will ever be able to get that out of his hands? I tell you what. Wait, Toby. Wait just a minute. Mr. Cole, would you come help me?
Yeah.
You need to listen. Because this is one of the most amazing truths in the Bible. Toby, you can have that dollar, but here's the deal. I want to keep that dollar so safe. I want you to have it, but I don't want you to have it. That's my dollar.
What?
And because that's my dollar, I want Mr. John to put it in his hand to keep it safe, but then, Mr. Cole, that dollar is so special to me. I want you to put your dominant hand around Mr. Cole's hand.
Wrong.
Mr. Cole around
so
Mr. John's hand.
That is so weird.
I can't see.
And turn to the side. Turn to the side. Help me out. We only have a few minutes. Listen, listen, listen. Hey, this is important. Now, we have to get it out of those hands. Now, which one? Listen. Don't scratch. Listen. Now is it harder than it was before?
Yeah.
Now, is that dollar safer than it ever was before?
Yeah.
All right, you can be done. Now watch. In the Bible, God says that no man can pluck anyone who trusts Jesus out of his hand. And then, to make it even safer, God puts his hand around Jesus' hand. And he says, you can't get out of there, no matter what. Thanks, God. Now, this was safe. This was secure. This could not get out, no matter what. He couldn't get it out of Mr. John's hand, and he couldn't get it out of Mr. Cole or Mr. John's hand again. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 28. He says, neither shall any man pluck you out of my hand. Then he says in verse number 20, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. So listen very carefully. When you trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, the Bible says you never, ever have to go to hell. I've met people that say, well, wait a minute. I have done wrong. I trusted Jesus, but then I disobeyed dad and mom. I trusted Jesus, but then, oh no, I looked at something I shouldn't look at. Oh, I trusted Jesus, but then I told a lie. Oh, I trusted Jesus, and then I stole something. Does that mean I'm not going to heaven?
No,
because you can't do anything to get yourself out of God's hand. Because God says you're in his hand. And Jesus is holding you in his hand that God is also holding. He says you can never get out of there no matter what. Now listen, everybody look up here. This is really important and then we'll be done. Jesus says you can be saved because of what he did on the cross. Jesus says that you can be safe from hell because of what Jesus does right now. And Jesus says that you can be safe forever because of who he is. In the very last verse, it says this that we read, verse number 30. I and my Father are one. Hey, you can only be in God's hand and in Jesus' hand if you trust Jesus as your only way to heaven. If you have never trusted Jesus, understanding you're a sinner, Jesus did something on the cross for you by dying for you. He does something for you now by keeping you safe. He is God. And if you just trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, he says you don't have to do it a bunch of times. He says you don't have to pray every night and hope you're going to heaven. He says even when you do something wrong, you're still going to heaven if you're in his hand. And the only way in Jesus' hand is by understanding you're a sinner, Jesus died for sinners, and you trusting Jesus to have paid for your sin when he died on the cross so you don't have to when you die. You see, if you die without Jesus, you don't trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, then that means your sin has not been paid for. That means you have to spend forever in a real place called hell, paying for your own sin. Wouldn't it be better to trust Jesus as your only way to heaven? Because when you trust Jesus as your only way to heaven, he puts you in his hand. And then God puts his hand around Jesus' hand. And he says, You are safe in Jesus. Last night, Jesus is wonderful. This morning, you can be safe in a wonderful Jesus. So, although we're not going to have time to talk in the back with the counselor right now, you need to understand, if you have never trusted Jesus as your only way to heaven, look up here, this is the most important thing you'll ever hear from the Bible. If you've never trusted Jesus as your only way to heaven, you must today. And if you have trusted Jesus as your only way to heaven, you've done that, then remember, you are so safe in Jesus' hand and in God's hand forever and ever, ever. So, don't answer out loud. Don't raise your hand. But right now, I want you to think, are you safe? Are you safe so you don't have to spend forever in hell? Are you safe because of what Jesus did, because of what Jesus does, and because of who Jesus is? He is not just the Son of God, He is also God. Are you safe in Jesus? Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. No peeking. No looking. I want to ask you one question this morning. I wonder how many of you would say, Brother Glenn, I don't know for sure that when I die, I would go to heaven. I just don't know for sure. Would you pray for me? If that's you, would you just raise your hand quiet enough that I can pray for you? Thank you. I see your hand. Anybody else with this one? Brother Glenn, I don't know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die, but I'd like to know. All right, I see that hand. I see two hands. Any more with these, Brother Glenn? I don't know for sure I'm on my way to heaven. All right, I'm going to ask another question. I wonder how many would say, Brother Glenn, I know for sure. I have already trusted Jesus as my only way to heaven. Don't look around. Don't raise your hand because somebody else has raised their hand. But I wonder how many would say, I know for sure when I die, I'm going to heaven. If that's you, would you raise your hand? All right, you can put your hands down. You know what's interesting? Some of you didn't raise your hand for either question. You know what? Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus wants to keep you safe. You need to talk to me or your counselor or one of the staff today and know for sure when you die, you'll wake up in heaven. Dear Jesus, would you help us today? Help us to trust you. Help us to believe what you say. Thank you that you keep us safe. Now, would you help these that don't know for sure when they die, they wake up in heaven, to trust you today? And then those that already have trusted you, would you help them to always remember that when they trust you for heaven, they are safe forever. In Jesus' name, amen.